News Radio WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills. Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Each week checks in on some great stories he posts about restaurants, beer, and events. Mark, good morning to you.
Hey, Bill.
And speaking of events, yes, it's time. Berea's 23rd Annual National Rib Cook-Off and Beer Festival Memorial Day weekend. It is coming up rather quickly. But, boy, Mark, this is always a huge event, isn't it?
It really is. And, you know, Bill, when I got the news of this, the first thing I thought is, okay, now I can truly rest easy. We're not going to have any more snow. I don't know why I felt like that, but I'm finally feeling better about that. But, no, the 23rd National Rib Cook-Off and Beer Fest scheduled for Memorial Day weekend, huge event, 4-day, rain or shine. Obviously, tons and tons of ribs there. 10 rib teams from across the country will be competing, best ribs, best sauce, and also people's choice as well. There'll be some beer as well. Craft beer will be part of it. But also, I really like the fact that they have a pretty cool kids activity area. We'll have a rock climbing wall, super slide, swings, and a lot more. Tons of music. Bands are a big part of this. And also on Friday night, the first night, the Corvette Cleveland's car show will be around from 4 to 8. So a lot of fun. We've got all the details on cleveland.com/entertainment for the band schedule and the admission and everything else. But Cuyahoga County Fairgrounds, a definite warm weather rite of passage, the Berea's National Rib Cook-Off and Beer Fest.
I love what you said about the snow, too. You're right. Once this thing happens, surely summer is around the corner. All right. Hey, another interesting post, and I've been fascinated by Stouffer's. It celebrates 100 years with some great Cleveland roots. You wrote a wonderful piece looking back at some history. And really, the big part that Stouffer's plays in the food industry, and especially here in Northeast Ohio, Mark.
Yeah, I was really blown away by this. I did not know. I knew that the 100th anniversary was coming up. I did not know specifically about a lot of the history. Knew some of it.
Yeah.
Stouffer's started, Abraham Stouffer and Mahala Stouffer, his wife, they had a creamery business, sold it, and concentrated on a dairy stand. 1922. They had this dairy stand. It slowly grew. It started out with basically just buttermilk, and they grew it. And a couple years later, they started adding restaurants. Then they expanded the restaurants, and it went on from there. And now it is an unbelievable, it's a customer innovation campus in Solon, owned by Nestle, and they're doing tremendous work there. This is a cooking hub. There are trials and tastings going on really almost around the clock. It's an FDA-approved facility, state-of-the-art. They basically bring in customers, restaurants, as well as just a ton of other businesses, and they say, you know, we'd like this, or we'd like your lasagna tweaked a little bit, and there's a lot of back and forth. There's a lot of collaboration, and it's just a really neat process. I got an upfront view to all of that and really had fun going down memory lane.
Yeah.
There with Todd Muller of the company recently. So just a great time. 100 years, Stouffer's doing really well, and obviously a very big employer in Solon. Had a good interview with the Solon mayor as well. So happy anniversary to Stouffer's right here in our backyard. They started just about 20 miles away in downtown Cleveland.
Mayor Krause in Solon says, yeah, there's a great impact, and it's wonderful to have Nestle right there, and right there on 422 we can see so much and reminded of it. Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com with me. Let me get you out of here on another great spot in Greater Cleveland to check out, and that is the area around Little Italy. What's new there?
Yeah, it's funny. We talk about a company that's been around 100 years. Now we talk about a very tiny company that's only been around 3, the Mount Granita Italian Ice. I don't want to say company. It's actually a cart.
Yeah.
Christopher Giancola runs it. He's 22 years old. He's an engineering student at Cleveland State, but his grandparents grew up in the area. His great-grandparents came here from Sicily, and he learned from his great-grandmother, he learned about making Italian ice. And years ago, people used to go up in Sicily, would bring buckets up to Mount Etna and come down with snow and ice. And then they would add flavors and fruit juices and some honey, and they'd make Italian ice. Well, he decided to do that in Little Italy. The season opens this week, Friday night, He's open Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. He's over there at 2024 Murray Hill Road, right on the sidewalk. Tons of different flavors. I mean, he's got some everything from pina colada to cantaloupe to mixed berry. Really, really just, you know, refreshing flavors. And he's having a blast doing it. He hopes to have a permanent storefront in the near future, but he's doing a great job. And he got to experience Feast of the Assumption last year for the first time. So Mount Granita Italian Ice rolls out the card for the season. It'll run through September. So starts in Little Italy this weekend.
Fabulous. By the way, Heinen's Mayfield Village Pepper Pike location is also proud to carry it. Good stories. Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Follow him on Twitter, mbona30. Mark, thanks for checking in.
Thank you, Bill.